From the Spec Network, this is Fragmented, an Android developer podcast where we talk about building good software and becoming better Android developers. I'm Don Felker.
And I'm Kaushik Gopal.
Welcome to the show. This episode of Fragmented is brought to you by Kobaton, empowering mobile developers. Kobaton allows you to test your mobile app on real devices. Now, this means that Kobaton is a mobile device cloud platform. They provide you with access to real devices so that you can test on the Android devices that you want and when you need them. This allows you to identify issues faster because you're testing on those exact devices. Furthermore, they also provide you with an automatically generated activity log that helps you identify and resolve your issues more quickly. You can test the way that you want. So this is a kind of a cool thing too. You can run your tests manually or you can run them through an automated fashion with some type of script. So if you want to connect it up to your CI server, go ahead. Or if you just kind of want to run a few tests manually, that's also an option. Monthly plans start as low as $10 a month. There's no annual commitment required and users can cancel at any time. Visit kobaton.com/fragmented to start your free 15-day trial and see for yourself. Hey folks. Thanks again for taking the time to join us. Kaushik and I really appreciate that you lend us your ear every week so we can hopefully share our knowledge and also bring in our folks on the show to help have them share their knowledge with you and the community. So from the bottom of our hearts, thanks again for listening to Fragmented. We really appreciate it. Today, though, we're going to be talking about something that I have noticed and various other people have encountered throughout their career, and that's called design patternitis. So let's hop right to it. What is design patternitis? Design patternitis is a situation that you suffer, almost all developers will face it at one point, where you read a design pattern book and you've learned all these design patterns, or you've read multiple books and blogs and videos and such, and all of a sudden, everything kind of makes sense. You finally, the light bulb goes off, kind of like it did in math back in high school, and that one geometric or algebraic or calculus problem, you don't understand and you finally get it. The light bulb goes off. The same happens with design patterns. Eventually, you get past the junior stage. You start learning about the design patterns, why they're needed, where they are, and everything clicks. And all of a sudden, you start applying design patterns every single place that you can. They're in custom views. They're in just random objects. They're in just random classes. You've got all this code wrapping these things up to create these facades and these service layers and these repositories and these mutators and these decorators and visitors and all just kinds of stuff. And what you'll notice later on in your career is you'll come back to this code or you'll think about it and be like, wow, I really over-applied all of my design pattern knowledge and just basically treated everything as a nail, and design patterns were just like this, you know, hammer nail. I'm just, everything is going to be a design pattern. So the big question is, how do you prevent it, or how do you deal with design patternitis? And so I have five tips here that I've kind of used to handle design patternitis. And the reason why I have these five little tips is because design patterns evolve just like software. And so there's always some new design patterns and you'll find yourself in this situation again and again and again and again. And so if you can remember some of these rules, it will help you to make sure that you just kind of don't go, you know, kind of crazy applying design patterns. So let's hop right to it. Number one is acceptance. Just, you need to accept the fact that you've been bitten by the design pattern bug. And this is a good thing because you realize that you are now coming in to the part of your career where you have this vernacular of, you know, verbiage and say, hey, I can talk to my team. We can sit down at a design session and say, hey, let's go ahead and inject this, you know, this repository in here. That repository is actually going to go talk to this other facade layer, which is the payment facade. And then we can have it talk to payment provider X. Now, previously to having some of this, you know, this verbiage in your tool belt, you would have maybe said, all right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and we'll open this one object, and then this next object we'll call this other object, and this one we'll call that one, and then depends upon which payment thing they've done, we'll then kind of loop that thing in and we'll call that thing. And before you know it, you're just, all kinds of craziness evolves. And long story short, it helps you communicate better with your team members. But anyway, so what this does when you accept it is you just realize, hey, this is a good thing. I've actually been bitten by it. Now I just need to learn to make sure that I can control the urge to apply it every single place all over. Also, on the flip side, you also have to realize that design patterns, can also complicate things, meaning that this can also lead to a ton of analysis paralysis. You may think, all right, well, I have this object. Does that need to be in a repository, or is that a facade? Or is that a facade that has a couple of repositories? Or does it have a service layer? Or is this a visitor? Or is this a decorator? At the end of the day, it doesn't, I mean, to be honest, your customers don't care if your application is a design pattern-based application or not. They care that the application works. Now, of course, we want things to be maintainable and et cetera, but long story short, don't try to force yourself into shoehorning into something that should be a design pattern if you have that way, if you feel that way. Just go ahead and accept that it is what it is. Don't suffer from analysis paralysis there. So that's number one, acceptance. Number two, experiment, experiment, experiment. I can't say this enough. Always keep experimenting to see how things work and to see if they'll work for you and your project. Just because you finally learned how the visitor pattern works doesn't mean that it's going to work for you, or even the decorator pattern works. It's going to work for you. Early on in my career, when I read and learned about design patterns, I read a bunch of design patterns, and I think at the time visitor was one and decorator was another one. And for the longest time, I didn't really use them that much in the programming at the various companies that I was at. We didn't really need to use them. And then finally, one day, we were solving a problem, and it just made sense to use it. And the only way that I knew that it was the right time to use it is because I had experimented. I'd followed the examples. I tried to apply a decorator. I tried to build like a coffee ordering app and stuff like that, or a visitor into something that needed the visitor pattern. And so the key here is always to experiment. If you see a pattern, learn about it, build a test little app, see how it works, see how that feels, you know, try to add a new feature onto it, see what that workflow feels like, and see if it's going to make a lot of sense to you. Number three is seek feedback from your peers regarding some of your new code. So in short, seek feedback. So when you write this new code from the previous step of experimenting, you're going to want to show it to some people, show it to some more senior developers, show it to some more green developers that are junior. You're going to kind of want to see where this code fits, because sometimes this code may be incorrect. It may be correct. It may be perfect. It may be super confusing to a new developer. The long story short is here is you want to make sure that you're growing, and seeking feedback will help you grow, because these other developers are going to help you see things in a different light than you were not seeing them. And so as you're starting to apply a lot of these design patterns, especially in your applications at your day-to-day job or your side projects, seek some feedback. Say, hey, I kind of did this. I applied these three or four patterns here. Do you think that was the right use case? Should I have used this pattern? And you may come to find out that the pattern that you use was actually probably not the one you wanted to use, or maybe it was just overcomplicating a simple problem. So it could have been a number of things. But the key thing is here is just get that feedback, kind of get that, you know, constructive loop going with a couple of other people. If you don't know where to go, you can always go on to, I think there's a couple places online, like I think it's Airtable, I forget. I'll post a couple links in the show notes of places that you can go get code reviews. So that's number three, seek feedback. Number four is roll with the punches. This one is very, very important in my opinion. In the previous step, when you're seeking that feedback and also experimenting, etc., what's going to happen is you're going to encounter an insane level of frustration. Let's be honest. I'm going to be completely 100% honest with you here. Design patterns, some of them are really difficult to understand. There are developers that I know that have been developing for 10, 15 years now that still cannot wrap their head around a lot of design patterns. It just doesn't work for them. Some of these things are really hard. And that's okay. It's going to be frustrating. You're going to get frustrated when you're learning these things. You have to stick with it, and you have to keep trying and experimenting. Furthermore, if you're getting any negative feedback from the previous step where you're seeking that feedback, that's just one of the things you're going to encounter. Now, of course, people could always be nicer and so forth, and it could be much more constructive. But there's going to be times when you get feedback that you don't really like. But you have to take it from another person's point of view, see it from their perspective, kind of live it in their shoes. What are they talking about? You may be dealing with a senior developer on a project who has been there for many years or has many years of experience that says, well, you know, what you're trying to do here just doesn't work, because while the pattern is correct and what your implementation is correct, you're actually overcomplicating this piece of code, and it doesn't need to be overcomplicated. We don't need this to be a facade. We don't need this to be a decorator. This is only, you know, 30, 40 lines of code, and this is only using this one piece part of the app. So we don't need to make it super robust. It just needs to be simple. And so it kind of goes back to that whole Yagni approach, which is back in episode 41, where we talk about Yagni, and also kind of keeping it like stupid simple. Now, not calling you stupid, but what I'm saying is just make it just like stupidly simple. Sometimes that's what we need. Kaushik and I, a lot of times off air, we'll talk about how we have a couple of pieces of code sometimes that maybe it's been replicated a few places. But if we were to extract that out, then we kind of start creating this another layer of abstraction and another, you know, physical content, you know, a mental context switch, excuse me, where we have to change the way that we think. And because we're moving these things into another, you know, another library, and this is going into another library, it starts to complicate things. And so sometimes you just need to keep it simple. And so that's really key there, is making sure that you're keeping it that way. And if you're not using a pattern for the wrong reason, it just is what it is. And take that feedback and just learn to grow with it. So that's number four, roll with the punches. Don't let the frustration of learning this stuff get you down. It can be very hard. And don't let any negative or constructive criticism get you down as well, because all the stuff's going to help you grow. This is hard work. You're going to have to push through it. But you know what? If you keep doing it, it'll be very rewarding, because you'll have a ton of tools in your tool belt later on. Now, number five, this one is key. And this is one I actually fell victim to probably middle of the way through my career. And that is keep learning. Originally, I had read a bunch of design pattern books, and I thought, hey, these are great. This is kind of the end-all, be-all. This is the service pattern, repository, visitor, decorator, and same ones I've named before, factory, and so forth. And then I just kind of thought, like, well, that's it. That's all the design patterns. And, software's been around for a while. There's no new design patterns. Well, I was completely wrong. And over the years, new design patterns had evolved, and I had to play catch-up and relearn some of the new ones that were out. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, when I learned some of the design patterns, there was the classic ones like I had named, and you had like MVC and MVP, which is, you know, very popular still, and a lot of the other ones out there. But what you're starting to see nowadays is you'll see different patterns starting to evolve in different frameworks. It doesn't matter if you're working in Android or if you're working in JavaScript, there's different types of patterns that are starting to evolve because our complications are getting more complex and they're getting more, you know, we need more offline support. We need to make sure that the state is managed correctly. We need to make sure that the screen is update. So, you know, for example, like unidirectional data flow, that's kind of a pattern. You know, if you look at MVVM, which was introduced still years ago, but I remember when that came out. And then we also have ones, you know, they're starting to come out now, which is like MVI, which is Model View Intent, which by Hans Dorfman, he wrote a great series of blog posts on that. And all I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of stuff that's always coming out. Software is always evolving and things are always changing. And that's one of the great things about the software industry, is you can't really get bored. There's always something new to learn. So always keep your eyes open and eventually, you know, pop up from out of the sand and take a look around. See if there's any new design patterns for things you're working on. Google online, Android design patterns, you know, Java design patterns, Kotlin design patterns, JavaScript, whatever you're working in, and do that. You'll help yourself expand your skill set much more. All right, so that's the five. Let's recap them real quick here for you. So we have acceptance. Number one, accept the fact you've been bitten by the design pattern bug, and don't let that analysis paralysis, you know, cripple you, and learn not to apply it everywhere. Number two, experiment. Always keep experimenting to see how things will work and if they work for you and your project. Number three, seek feedback from your peers regarding some of your new code. Now, this is going to help you grow. So again, that's going to be, could be positive or negative. It's all right. Which leads us to number four, roll with the punches. Don't let your frustration of learning all of the design patterns that you've maybe learned or still are learning affect you. Also, furthermore, don't let any negative feedback from any of that peer review and that feedback that you sought affect you in a bad way. Use it as a way, as fuel to help you grow. And number five, keep learning. New patterns are developed all the time. Software is continually growing. It's continually expanding. And I think as one of the famous investors from Andreessen Horowitz said, software is eating the world. And as we could tell with AI and machine learning and mobile and everything else that's going on, it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So keep learning, keep sharpening the saw, and hopefully we can be on this journey with you. Thanks again for being here with us. We'll see you next week. Once again, we'd like to thank our episode sponsor, Cobiton, empowering mobile developers. If you're looking for a real device testing lab that allows you to test and identify issues faster, you want to check out Cobiton. Monthly plans start as low as $10 a month, and there's no annual commitment. Visit cobiton.com/fragmented to start your free 15-day trial and see for yourself.
That's it for the show, folks. Fragmented is hosted by Don Felker and me, Kaushik Gopal. We edit and produce all the episodes here on Fragmented. Sarah the Amazing Jackson from the Spec Network helps with production assistance and wraps our final mix. Our theme and ad music is by the national recording artist Blueprint from Weightless Recordings. You can find more Fragmented episodes at fragmentedpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you in the next episode.